Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm John Hilton, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit.
Alongside the several existing Cochrane reviews of steroids for adults and children with asthma, in April 2017, the Cochrane Airways Group added a new review of interventions to improve adherence to these drugs. We asked Rebecca Normansell and Liz Stovold, both authors on the review and members of staff with Cochrane Airways, to tell us more in this podcast, starting with Rebecca.
Inhaled steroids are one of the most effective treatments for asthma, but many people often miss doses. They forget, don't fully understand the importance of using their inhaler, or become worried about side effects. This poor adherence has negative consequences, and a recent review in the UK reported that it contributed to one third of asthma deaths. Our review looks at possible ways of helping people with asthma to take their inhaler as prescribed, to see if these interventions could improve adherence and lead to better outcomes, such as fewer asthma attacks and improved asthma control.
We found a large number of studies, 39 in total, which were suitable for inclusion. The largest study recruited nearly 10,000 people, and the smallest just 12. Studies lasted 2 to 24 months, and 18 of them involved only children. We grouped studies into one of four main comparisons. The first and largest, with 20 studies, was adherence education versus control. People in the education group had an average adherence that was 20 percentage points higher than the control group. But the way the individual studies were conducted and the fact that their results are quite different to one another means that we cannot be very certain about the robustness of this finding. The second comparison, with 11 studies, looked at electronic inhaler reminders. People receiving these reminders had an average adherence that was 19 percentage points higher than the control group. Although we have some concerns about the way some of these studies were conducted, we're moderately confident in this finding. The third comparison, comparing simplified versus usual drug regimens, included just four studies and found that average adherence in the intervention group improved by 4 percentage points compared to the control group. Finally, the fourth comparison included three studies of school-based inhaler therapy, but adherence data weren't available for these studies.
Overall, despite the improvements in adherence with some of the interventions, we did not see a clear benefit for asthma attacks or asthma control, although some of the individual studies did report fewer attacks and reduced use of healthcare services. In summary, our review shows that there are interventions that might improve adherence to inhaled steroids in adults and children, and it is very important to have regular discussions about adherence with people with asthma. However, we did not find strong evidence about whether specific interventions will lead to better asthma outcomes, and some of the programmes are complex and likely to be expensive, so it may be difficult to implement them in a real-life setting.
If you would like to explore the programmes that have been evaluated in more detail and read about the full effects of the four categories of intervention that Rebecca and Liz mentioned, it's easy to find the review. Just go to cochranelibrary.com and search steroid adherence.